One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
High above the rugged cliffs of California's Big Sur coast, Point Sur Lighthouse has stood as a solitary beacon since 1889, guiding countless mariners away from peril. But what if this lighthouse serves as more than just a guide to safety? What if its light also draws the lingering spirits of those lost to the unforgiving sea? Over the years, stories of strange apparitions and disembodied voices have transformed this iconic structure into one of the most mysterious and reportedly haunted locations on the West Coast. A tall figure dressed in 19th century clothing, the playful whispers of a child named Pokey, and the unmistakable chill of an unseen presence. These are just a few of the unsettling experiences shared by visitors and staff alike. Could the history of tragic shipwrecks and lives lost in these tumultuous waters have left an indelible mark on this historic site? Or do isolation, wind, and waves play tricks on the mind? Whatever the truth, the Point Sur Lighthouse remains shrouded in intrigue and unanswered questions. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. High on a volcanic rock along California's Big Sur coastline, Point Sur Lighthouse began its life as a savior for sailors, illuminating one of the most treacherous stretches of the Pacific Ocean. The coastline, rugged and unforgiving, earned its reputation early. By the mid-19th century, the region was dotted with the wreckage of countless ships, their remnants scattered along the shore. It was this grim reality that drove Congress to fund the construction of the lighthouse in 1889, a project aimed at turning the tide on a history of maritime tragedy. The lighthouse, a feat of 19th century engineering, was an ambitious undertaking. Perched 361 feet above sea level, its location was selected for maximum visibility, though it posed challenges for its construction team. Workers had to haul materials up the craggy cliffside, enduring the area's famously brutal winds and dense fog. Once completed, the lighthouse emitted a steady beam powered by a Fresnel lens, a technological marvel of its time. Over the decades, its guiding light became a lifeline for sailors navigating the perilous waters below. Yet even with the lighthouse's completion, tragedy remained an ever-present shadow. Ships continued to founder along the coast, and with each wreck came tales of lives lost, some in particularly haunting circumstances. One such story involves the SS Los Angeles, which met its fate near Point Sur in 1894. A sudden fog obscured the ship's course, and it ran aground, claiming six lives, including children. The tragedy underscored the lighthouse's importance while weaving a thread of sorrow into its history. The human element of Point Sur Lighthouse's story is equally compelling. For decades, it was home to lighthouse keepers and their families who lived in relative isolation from the rest of the world. These keepers, often accompanied by their spouses and children, formed tight-knit communities within the lighthouse's confines. Their role was demanding. Climbing steep stairs to maintain the lens, monitoring weather patterns, and ensuring the light never faltered. Among these keepers was a man named James Anderson, who served in the early 20th century. Known for his dedication, Anderson worked tirelessly to keep the light operational, even in the face of personal tragedy. His wife, Catherine, is often mentioned in accounts of the lighthouse's hauntings. Some believe her voice, calm yet firm, can still be heard calling to her daughter, affectionately nicknamed Pokey. The first whispers of paranormal activity at Point Sur began long before ghost tours and modern investigations. Lighthouse keepers and their families often recounted strange occurrences. Doors opening and closing on their own, faint whispers in empty rooms, and sudden chills on otherwise warm days. These phenomena were largely dismissed as tricks of the mind, the result of the isolation and the eerie atmosphere created by howling winds and crashing waves. Yet the stories persisted, handed down like folklore, each generation adding its own layer of mystery. As the lighthouse transitioned from a manually operated beacon to an automated system in 1972, the human presence dwindled, but the ghost stories only grew. Visitors to the now historic site reported encounters that seemed to echo those of the past. Some claimed to see a tall figure in 19th century attire standing near the tower, only for it to vanish moments later. Others described hearing the voice of a child, soft, playful, and unmistakably out of place. And what might explain these occurrences? Psychologists suggest that the isolation of the lighthouse, coupled with the power of suggestion, could lead to heightened perceptions of the paranormal. Visitors primed by tales of ghostly encounters might misinterpret natural phenomena, creaking wood, gusting winds, or even their own heightened awareness, as evidence of the supernatural. Environmental factors, too, play a role. The constant roar of the ocean and the low-frequency hum of the wind can create auditory illusions, while sudden drops in temperature might feel like the icy grip of an unseen presence. Despite these rational explanations, the allure of the lighthouse's haunted reputation endures. The building itself, with its weathered walls and commanding view of the restless sea, seems to invite speculation. It's as though the very air around Point Sur hums with the energy of its history, a history filled with both the triumph of human ingenuity and the heartbreak of lives lost. As the years passed, Point Sur Lighthouse gained a reputation not just as a historic site, but as a hotbed for paranormal activity. With its history of maritime tragedies and the enduring presence of its lonely structure atop the windswept rock, it became a focal point for ghost hunters and curious visitors alike. What they discovered, or claimed to discover, only deepened the mystery. One of the most frequently reported phenomena at Point Sur is the appearance of a tall man dressed in 19th century clothing. Visitors describe seeing this figure near the lighthouse tower, his form fleeting and indistinct, often dissolving into the mist before they can approach. Some speculate that he might be the spirit of a former lighthouse keeper, still tending to his duties long after his death. Others believe he could be one of the many sailors who perished in shipwrecks along the coast, his soul drawn to the light that failed to save him. Another recurring report involves the ghostly voice of Pokey, the young daughter of a lighthouse keeper from the early 20th century. During guided tours, visitors have reported hearing a child's laughter or the faint sound of a girl calling for her mother. Even more chilling are the recordings captured by paranormal investigators, which have reportedly picked up Pokey's voice answering questions, or repeating phrases like "come play" and "it's bedtime." Perhaps the most unsettling accounts are those involving poltergeist activity. Visitors and staff have reported doors slamming shut without explanation, especially in the kitchen area of the lighthouse keeper's quarters. On occasion, objects have been seen moving on their own, from a rolling pen on a countertop to chairs shifting slightly, as if an unseen hand had nudged them. While skeptics attribute these events to the coastal winds or the vibrations of the old structure, others insist the activity is far too specific to be dismissed so easily. Theories about the haunting at Point Sur vary widely. Some believe the lighthouse is the site of residual hauntings, where the emotional energy of past events has imprinted on the environment, creating a kind of looped playback of history. This theory aligns with the recurring nature of many of the reported phenomena, such as the tall figure and Pokey's voice. Others suggest that the lighthouse is a focal point for intelligent hauntings, where spirits are actively interacting with the living, responding to questions, and even manipulating objects. Investigators have tried to get to the bottom of these mysteries using modern technology. Paranormal research teams have conducted numerous investigations at Point Sur, employing tools like electromagnetic field meters, thermal cameras, and digital audio recorders. These efforts have yielded intriguing results, including spikes in electromagnetic activity. Near the Keeper's Quarters, an electronic voice phenomena, EVPs, that defy easy explanation. In one recording, a distinctly female voice was captured saying, "Now she wants you to go home," a message as cryptic as it is unnerving. The lighthouse's isolation plays a significant role in its haunted reputation. Perched high above the ocean and cut off from the hustle of modern life, it creates an atmosphere where the line between reality and imagination blurs. For those who visit at night with the moonlight casting eerie shadows and the wind howling through the rocks, the sense of unease is almost palpable. It's in this setting that many of the most intense encounters are said to occur, as if the spirits of Point Sur are drawn out by the darkness. Yet for all the investigations and personal accounts, there are still more questions than answers. Why do some visitors experience vivid paranormal encounters while others leave the lighthouse without so much as a chill? Are the reported phenomena truly the work of restless spirits, or are they the result of natural forces combined with the power of suggestion? And why does the haunting seem to focus on specific individuals like Pokey and the tall man in blue, while the countless others who lived and died in the area remain silent? Point Sur Lighthouse remains an enigma, a place where history and mystery intersect in ways that defy simple explanations. For those who visit, it offers a glimpse into the past and a brush with the unknown, leaving them to wonder what truly lingers in the shadow of its light. Point Sur Lighthouse stands as a monument to human ingenuity, perseverance, and perhaps something far beyond the physical realm. Its light has guided sailors through the treacherous waters of Big Sur for over a century, but its shadow seems to hold echoes of the past, tragedy, resilience, and mystery. From the chilling whispers of Pokey to the imposing figure of the tall man in 19th century attire, the accounts of paranormal activity at Point Sur challenge our understanding of what lingers when life fades. Skeptics may argue that the reported phenomena are the result of isolation, atmospheric conditions, or the natural sounds of the sea, amplified by suggestive storytelling. And there's merit to those explanations. After all, the human mind is a powerful and often unreliable narrator, but there's something undeniably compelling about the lighthouse's haunted legacy. Something that keeps visitors coming back, recording devices in hand, searching for answers. Ultimately, whether you believe in the paranormal or not, Point Sur Lighthouse offers a unique lens through which to view history and human experience. It's a reminder that places like people carry the weight of their stories, and some stories refuse to be silenced. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.